What's up, guys? How's it going? It's BJK, aka Miss Slow It Down. You already know. Welcome back to the podcast. A slow throat. Everything's better in slow-mo. Episode 2, guys. Episode 2. This episode is called Mattress Music. I actually got that name from a album title from Marcus Houston, Mattress Music. Go check that out. It's so good. This week, you know, we're gonna be touching on the same stuff. Of course, this is where you come and get your slow jams, you know. Every Sunday, I'm gonna have a podcast up. This week, you know, we're gonna have the usual, the news, music, talking music. But I'm gonna add in this week, actually, a few new segments I'm gonna talk about. So, you guys, we're gonna get into some mixtape madness. We're gonna get into the apps I use, DatPiff, my mixtape. We're just going to talk mixtapes, break them down, old, new, you know, the importance of what mixtapes are, everything that touches base with mixtapes, basically. So that segment, and then another segment I just wanted to kind of throw out there that I'm going to be doing. I want to do some guest interviews. It's going to be called the Show Me Your Playlist. I'm going to peruse your playlist. So whoever wants to come in and get interviewed, just show me it. We'll break it down. We'll talk about it. Because I love... It doesn't have to be the same music I like. Show me whatever you like. I love when people tell me about their music and how passionate they are about it. So look forward for that to come. We're going to have some great guests show up and tell us some dope things and just talking music. And of course, we're going to have our live Talks Henny Shots and Double Cup Love. So furthermore, let's keep it slow and throat. Let's get it, guys. Stay tuned. Here we go.
That is what's for you.
What's up, guys? Welcome to our first segment, Live Talks and Henny Shots, here on episode 2 of Slap the Slow and Throat. Everything's better in slow-mo here. All right, let's get into it. This segment where we talk about news, guys. All right, so, guys, this week a big thing happened, of course. We had the Nipsey Hussle Celebration of Life. It was live streamed from the Staples Center in L.A. There was many that took stage to mourn the late and great neighborhood Nip. From artists like Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar to his immediate family, the letters, tributes, stories, clips, and heartfelt speeches have been numerous, a testament to his legacy as both an artist and a family man. That is a statement actually from Complex Music. I watched the live stream. It was beautiful. I loved the speeches from the great Lauren London. Love to you and his family. I hope she's doing great. Prayers out to them. His mom and dad actually took stage also. His brother actually, this is a quote from what he spoke on when he took stage. I want everyone to know Nip put his heart and soul into Crenshaw and Salson, bro. He stayed and he died on Crenshaw and Salson. His brother Samuel also closed his speech with that. His mother Angelique Smith and father DeWitt and just Aston Dome took the stage together. And his mother proceeded to share some of the final text that her and Nip exchanged, explaining that he was never one to be. He was very vigilant when it came to calls and answering texts. And she revealed that Nip had been suddenly communicating with increased frequency before his passing. Some of the text stated, "Hey mom, I love you. I'm just sending you some positive energy for your day." And just heartbreaking to hear his mom speak about that. She added to the end, "I feel spiritually in my soul as if Irma was going to leave. I am very proud of my son." It was a very heartfelt, sad. Everybody, though, showed love to the great Nip and really had carried out his honor of what he had done on this planet for us while he was with us. Lauren London's speech was very heartfelt. She shared a text that she had wrote him while she was watching him sleep one morning. It was emotional, and one of his sons got on and said a little something to his late father. It was a very great ceremony. Barack Obama even wrote a letter to the great Nip, thanking him for what he did for Crenshaw and the neighborhood and his community. And the service was very, yeah, emotional, and a very great way to pay tribute to such an amazing, talented artist that we unfortunately lost. The next bit, so also one more time, shout out to Nip and his family, friends, and everybody. Pray for them. We love you, Nip. Rest in peace. He can finally rest. Other than that, big news. The other story I kind of wanted to touch on was Drake reunites with J. Cole during UK show, and they tease new music together. Okay, Drake had a run at England's O2 with a... He ended his run with an appearance from J. Cole. Drake's European tour is nearly coming to a close, but it's safe to say that the Assassination Vacation Tour has been fucking lit there. The rapper closed his 7-day residency at London's O2 Arena, which they changed for his show, the O3, for the rapper's string of shows. Over the past several shows, he brought out a couple of guests, several guests to the show, and he closed out with J. Cole, which J. Cole performed his latest song, Middle Child. They also teased together a new possible new music, so that's something that we should be looking out for. Drake's London shows have been great. He's done there. I also have another great, exciting thing to say. On a Instagram live recording, the artist speaks at his show on working on a new album. It's cooking up. You can hear Drizzy kind of speaking about it, and he says, one of the most things that caught my eye is what he said, it's already cooked, top secret. And it was on an Instagram live announcement, which he spoke about working on it. So there's no date, no details other than that, really. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I need some Drizzy Drake. You feel me? I need some good old Drizzy. One of my favorites right there. So another story I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit was Waka Flocka was shot at during an Atlanta studio session, guys. It was on April 4th at Waka Flocka's Atlanta studio. He dodged bullets, actually. Details are relatively unclear, but it appears as though the gunman opened fire, causing a barrage of bullets to nearly hit the rapper and his entourage. Oh my goodness. Waka was with almost a dozen people entering the studio, and one man was reportedly hit in the right arm. Flocka was not harmed during the shooting. It's currently undetermined whether it is not Waka Flocka was the target or not safe. Thankfully, though, Waka's still good. He's all right. Everything's fine. I mean, what? Why is there so much just hate and craziness and violence going on? It just breaks my heart. But anyway, another thing going on in the news today. So T.I., addressing back to the T.I. and Kodak Black kind of drama I talked about last time, because Kodak Black's ignorant comments to Lauren London during the Nipsey Hussle going on. T.I. appears to double down on Kodak Black comments on new song. Ooh. So T.I. took some shots. So T.I. heads to the booth to address his beef with Kodak Black. So the two have been going back and forth over social media the past week. It all started when Coda Black decided to hop on Instagram Live, of course, and make comments on how he was going to give Lauren London a year to grieve before shooting his shot. He ended up kinda apologizing for his comment to T.I. But he was still livid that Kodak would make a light out of Nipsey Hussle's passing. Now, it looks like T.I.'s gone to the booth to address the feud with the Florida rapper Kodak Black. T.I.'s clapback game is on point, guys. As we've seen and time again in the past, this time, the ATL rapper took to Instagram Live to preview a new song he's been working on. The track, the rapper seemingly addresses his feud with Kodak Black. He made a statement, "I am conditioned to see the vision. I don't care if you 8 or under 22, all that back and forth, what you trying to get into, what I said and what I meant to," he raps on the track. So if you guys go check on T.I.'s Instagram Live, I think you can maybe find a preview. T.I.'s clapping back, guys. So following his riff with Kodak, the rapper went on to take down a Kodak Black exhibit from the Trap Music Museum in Atlanta. Although Kodak insisted that he didn't give the museum permission to even include him in the exhibit, T.I. explained that he's only going after Kodak Black in such a way because he sees himself in Kodak Black. So T.I. is just kind of, you know, getting this beef out in a track. They have him feuding. He's stating that, yeah, he is. I mean, he's saying, hey, you better come correctly. But he's also saying, like, hey, I'm looking out for you, homie, you know, in a way. So I'm kind of ready for that diss track. That diss track should come out soon. Check Hot New Hip Hop and make sure you guys look for that, because I'm ready for that track. So that beef might be squashed. We'll see what Kodak, if he slaps back or not. Let's see. Another thing I found to be interesting is J. Cole's Middle Child is the first song of 2019 to go multi-platinum. Hey, we got Cole out here, Cole World. It's two times platinum. He already made a mark in 2019. He released Middle Child earlier this year, which served as his first official drop since the release of KOD last year. It also serves as his first official single in years, guys. The song quickly launched into the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100, making Middle Child Cole's highest charting single, guys. The song only marks a milestone in the rapper's career on the charts, but it also marks yet another platinum plaque for the rapper. As you guys know, the song features T-Minus linked up for Middle Child, which is now the first released song in 2019 to go multi-platinum. The song was first certified platinum in March, but now it's certified double platinum. The announcement came less than a week after the rapper hosted an inaugural Dreamville Festival in Rail NC. So they struck gold. J. Cole and T-Minus struck gold with this single. The two have appeared to have more heat on the way together. Late last month, the rapper revealed that he has been locked in the studio with T-Minus for months. Cole co-produced the multi-platinum single with T-Minus. He said that he wants to focus on rapping more than producing. But he has been adding a few things on whatever they've been working on. So he's been kind of producing, but wants to stay more on the rapping side. So in the future, we're going to see some more Middle Child type. We got T-Minus and J. Cole. What a heat-seeking team we got going on. Also, I just kind of wanted to speak on You know, there's some good, people have dropped some good songs, some mixtapes this week, things of that nature, so we'll be talking on those later. Anyway, that's all I have for you guys this week for Live Talks and Henny Shots, but it was a beautiful ceremony again, the celebration of Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. You can finally rest. Crenshaw and Salson will never forget the world. You touched us. We love you, homie. I think that's it for this segment, guys. I'm going to wrap up and we'll move on to the next segment. I will see you guys there. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Live Talks and Henny Shots. Double cup love. You the one I lean on. Feel it for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. What's up, guys? It's BJK here. Welcome back to the segment called Double Cup Love, where I give you 10 R&B bangers for the week to listen to show to people, show to your boo, whatever you want to do with them. So currently, right now, actually one of the songs I'm going to give you in the background playing, is Up, Fell in Love by Tory Lanez off the album, off his mixtape, excuse me, Conflicts of My Soul, the 416 story. Now, this is a great song. Love the, just absolutely love it. It's great. Anyway, so this week, guys, I remember I told you in the first episode that I'm going to each week maybe switch it up and have like a theme. So for this double cup, for this segment of Double Cup Love, the theme is going to be X-rated. Parental advisory, explicit content. So we're going on the freaky deaky side, okay? So I'm going to give you guys 10 R&B bangers. This week, I would play them around your boo more than anything. anyway, so the songs I picked you guys are one. For my first one, I got Walls by Trey Songz, featuring Mike Angel. It is off his... I think it's a mixtape, to Whom It May Concern. Great song. My number two is After We by Jay Holiday, Guilty Conscience. My number three is Love Faces by Bryson Tiller. Now, I know what you're thinking, Bailey, Love Faces, Trey Songz. Trust me, don't let Bryson get a hold of your stuff, okay? I was shook. I still love Love Faces, of course, by Trey Songz. He's king, duh. But Bryson Tiller really brought something into the song, and it is great to play for a bedroom banger. Okay, number four, Girls Need Love 2 by my girl Summer Walker. Oh my, the past weekend, guys, I fell in love with this song. Summer Walker, beautiful, beautiful girl. Just love the song, straight to the point. The beat's cold and influential and just slow. Five, we got Impatient by him. Six, we got Twerk Slow by Tyree. Now, this is a song I found on my SoundCloud. He's a SoundCloud rapper. His name is Tyree, T-Y-R-E-E. He has makes a lot of great, great music. Twerk Slow has this cool beat, and he plays around on it. Love it. Great R&B banger. At my number seven, I got Up, Fell in Love by Tory Lanez, which you can hear in the background. Great song to play in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? And for eight, I got Freak or What by Davion Ferris. Nine, I got Body Language by Eric Bellinger. That song is great. And my number 10 is Rain Down, the remix from Kirko Bangs featuring August Alsina. Another song I wanted to talk about as a bonus for you guys is Don't Judge by Trey Songz. Very great song, good for the bedroom. So I hope you guys enjoyed that list. Go check it out. I'll have them written down. Those are the 10 bangers you got for the week. Now it is time for the segment I like to call, I renamed from the first episode, Cut Into Pandora. So basically, it's what on spot I have to tell you guys what I would cut to right now. The song I would cut to would have to be Don't Judge by Trey Songz, and I gave it to you guys on the list. So go try it out. Tell me your experience with it. I would love to hear it, and let me know how it goes. If you play it, you know, take these and run, guys. So yeah, the new segment, it was What Would You Fuck To Right Now? But it's called Cut Into Pandora. So it's just a game I play where I kind of put on spot. So that is my Cut Into Pandora this week. Don't Judge by Trey Songz. So I really hope you guys go and enjoy these. Again, the list is 1, Walls by Trey Songz. 2, After We Fuck by Jay Holiday. 3, Love Faces Remix by Bryson Tiller. 4 is Girls Need Love 2, Summer Walker. 5, Impatient by him. 6 is Twerk Slow by Tyree. 7 is Up, Fell in Love by Tory Lanez. 8 is Freak or What by Davion Ferris. 9, Body Language by Eric Bellinger. 10, Rain Down Remix by Kurt Cobain featuring August Alsina. And a bonus plus my Cut Into Pandora song, Don't Judge by Trey Songz. So guys, go check those out. Let me know, share them, do whatever you want with them. Don't listen to them. Let me know if you guys listen to them. Let me know how you like them. And tell me which ones you did or didn't like, or if you know, you played them with your boo or whatever. But yeah, I think that wraps it up for Double Cup Love. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back with some Mixtape Madness. Enjoy. Keep it slow and thorough, guys. Double Cup Love. You the one I lean on. What's up, guys? It's BJK here. Just checking in with you guys. You're listening to the Slow and Throat Everything Better in Slow-Mo podcast with your host, me, BJK, aka Miss Slow It Down. Just want to thank you guys for listening, for the support, the love. And I really hope you guys are enjoying this and everything I'm doing. I'm still figuring stuff out, but thank you guys for bearing with me and being so sweet and kind. So shouts out to all my listeners. Pass it on to a friend. Let them know. Take the stuff I give you. This is just for you guys. All for you guys. So remember, keep it chopped up but not slapped up. And everything is better in slow-mo, guys. So let's get back to the podcast. Thank you guys so much for the support and love. I have so much love for y'all, and I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back, guys. It's BJK here, aka Miss Slow Down. We're here on the segment now, Mixtape Madness. Alright, so let's talk a little about mixtapes. Mixtapes are a big part in the hip-hop and R&B culture. It often describes as a self-produced or independently released, issued free of charge to gain publicity or to avoid possible copyright infringements. So in hip-hop music, mixtapes are usually used to build up a buzz for an up-and-coming album, or in general to create awareness for an up-and-coming artist. It may have whole songs contributed by a member of artists. This is what the basic difference between an actual album and what a mixtape is. So guys, it's a big part of the game. I know it still is today. People are putting out mixtapes all the time, and they're always so wonderful. I love mixtapes. They can be a big part of an artist's come up now, and it's mixtapes. But guys, there's some apps I actually want to talk to you guys about. So these two apps I use, because sometimes finding mixtapes are fucking hard, okay? But guys, try these apps. I promise you, they're free on any device. So on my phone, it's datpiff.com or datpiff, and then My Mixtapes. Okay, they're both free apps for any device. Datpiff is an online distribution platform, and it specializes in hip-hop, rap, and urban music, guys. And My Mixtapes is just an app that lets you download and stream hundreds of mix by different artists, like DJs, producers, bands, tapping any of the artists or albums, you'll be able to access a complete song search list. Search artists' names, mixtapes, anything, and you'll find complete bodies of work of art right there in front of you, just to play off your phone. And you can just enjoy, and they're fucking wonderful. Easy. So I looked at a mixtape rappers list online. I just kind of Googled it and found a list made in 2013 in August. It was off a website, I don't remember the website, but it included 10 rappers and projects that put them on this list for best mixtape rapper. So the list contained 10 rappers, and I'm going to name them for you guys right now. All right, so for number one, we got 50 Cent. The mixtape was 50 Cent is the Future and No Mercy, No Fear. At number two, we had Lil Wayne, 2004 through 2009. Weezy was king of mixtapes, of course. The Drought started it. Then Dedication 2 and Da Dro 3. Or The Drought, sorry, 3. Most, and then the most recent, No Ceilings, of course. Lil B here, he's a Patreon of saint of mixtapes, but he has more mixtapes than singles. He kind of goes ghost. Don't know why he's on this list. Anyway, Big Kurt. Big Kurt's 2010s. Kurt was here, self-produced. Put him on to go work on his platinum debut album. What was it? I forget the name, but coming at number five, we have Gucci Mane. Since 2006, he's released 42 mixtapes, including that year, which this article is from, 2013. It included 8 more he added. So in total, he has 50 mixtapes released. And in 2007, No Pad, No Pen, No Pencil was one of his releases. Now, Gucci's a big star. Okay, we're on to number six, who's Danny Brown. His 2011 XXX was one of the most respected mixtapes ever. Crazy. Mostly mixtapes is what he does. Started with Detroit State of Mind series. And then he had other hits. Everything you ever wanted for just $5. Like Hot Soup, the collabo tape he had with Snow Hawaiian, he had with Hawaiian Snow, my bad. But then we come with Joe Budden, Music Mood series, Whatever It Takes from Kill Yourself Part 1, ADJ K Slay and Clint Sparks tape he was on. On 8, Young Jeezy, Trap or Die, we got him. Put him in the game. Number 9 is Chance the Rapper. Acid Rap, of course, got millions of hits in within a week or so. And at 10, we got J. Cole. The Warm Up, of course, Friday Night Lights. And now it's just a list of some great artists from this. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so. Yeah, so that's it with them. So that's just a list I found online, kind of. But, like, in my opinion, a couple names I believe shouldn't be up there. But, you know, it's true. They have been doing their thing for mixtapes, so give them props. Anyway, so I got a few. I use DatPiff a lot. Tory Lanez, okay? Tory Lanez is a mixtape guy also. Now, we got the Conflicts of the Soul mixtape. We got all the Chicks tapes, of course, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 should be coming. Let's see, I've been waiting on that. The New Toronto, even, 1 and 2, where he has that tape of more of his, crazy banging shit, you know? And Mr. Peterson also. Now, these are all older, before he was big They're all great, great mixtapes. I listen on there all the time. They have all his mixtapes, all his stuff. It's best. Bryson Tiller, we actually have some good music, guys. He's got his mixtape on there, Bryson Tiller, Killer, and this other tape he has is Killer Instinct. Okay, now these include songs like Hardcore, let's see, 187, stuff like that. It's good music, old Bryson, and you'll have it there at a click of the button, okay? Then for Drake, he has Room for Improvement, of course, and Comeback Season. Chris Brown is a big one, In My Zone, Gangsta Grills, one of my favorites. He's got Fan of a Fan with Tyga, but any name you type in, seriously, you can get all their mixtapes, bam, right there, at a click of the button, search it, go, you got your bangers. Now, I just chose those four names because that's who I know. I navigate to them more, mostly on those apps, but seriously, listen to those Bryson Tiller tapes. Killer Instinct's just fucking good, and Bryson Tiller is even better, so go check that shit out. Drake's are too. Of course, you know, you got Heartbreak Drake 2 on there, actually, that's a good one, so go ahead and check those out, you feel me, those apps are free, remember, and so I thought maybe I'd try something, I'd just pick a random mixtape, and the mixtape vibe today for this show is Faces by Mac, of course. Faces is the 11th mixtape by Mac, and it was the last he released in his lifetime. It was released for free on Mother's Day, May 11, 2014. So it's been one of my favorite, one of my favorite songs or mixtapes lately. I don't know the vibe of it. I just love it. Some producers on the mixtape was Mac, Ninth Wonder, Big Germ, Rocky, Earl Sweatshirt, and Thundercat. There's 24 tracks. Features include Schoolboy Q, Sir Michael Rocks, Earl Sweatshirt, Rick Ross, Mike Jones, and Vince Staples. With his other mixtapes, Best Day Ever, Kids, and Macadelic, this one being his last. Faces finds Mac Miller embracing a typical 2010 rapper's throat. The extraordinary between album mixtape. Over an hour and a half, he advances his last LP's heady sprawl with a palette stretching from rainy day introspection to playful wordplay exercises. Presenting a personality you wouldn't mind sparking a J with. This mixtape prizes frankness over creation on cuts like Opener, Inside Out, and Here We Go, and Ladder, in which Mac pridefully scans his growing empire and knows that he did it all without a Drake feature. He did. The joy is infectious. Mac gets downcast for the midsection body shot combo of Happy Birthday, Wedding, and Funeral. A passage that moves seemingly from excitement to fear to uncertainty. Do you ever reach out and touch her, but there's nothing there? Do you ever tell her that you love her, but she doesn't care? Into despair. Doing drugs is just a war with boredom, but they're sure to get me. Faces goes picking over the fallout from the tree rap teen rap sensation, suddenly becoming rich. A rich, sad, kind of more Mac, like more depressed. Through the years, you can kind of see it happening. Because Faces is pretty old, but much of the time that means picking apart Mac's infatuation with drugs. Hard partying bleeds into unexpected corners of the proceedings, from the debit card covered in snowflakes on Friends to the cautionary PCP come down tale of Angel Dust. Miller categorized reckless substance use like a news anchor would a traffic jam. He matter of factly calls himself a drug absorbent endorphin addict with a drug habit like Philip Hoffman on What Do You Do? And even in therapies, Faces finds Mac Miller embracing a typical 2010 rapper's throb. It's 24 tracks, nearly an hour and a half each, restlessly tinkering with his songwriting and production talents, okay? This frog gives Faces a directionless feel. It's so doubtful you'll ever play it all in one setting. Regardless, the kid's turning out the best work of his career, transforming adversity and discouragement into integrating art. It might seem daunting, drug-crazed, and unwieldy on the outset, but given the proper time and patience, Faces proves to be Mac's most consistently honest and personal works of pieces of art he's put out to date. And early in, here we go, advises that he ain't little Malcolm with the baby face anymore, and whatever memory of that goofy, affable kid remains, Faces is it. It's slow and methodical. It's death. It's just its death. That Mac is gone. It's a new one. Let's see. So, yeah, I think that's it for the mixtapes, Max. Mixtapes, let's see. On the technical end, though, of Faces, is Mac Miller's high watermark. The wordplay is limber and odd as flows shift mid-verse and in and imdu others wise nonsensical turns of phrases with jerky life. It's enough to make repentedly dark lines lively when Polo G's opening with "I give no fucks when I go nuts because I smoke a dust, overdosed on the sofa dead, woke up from a coma, pulled up in a Sudoku, smoked, went back to the bed. You're more likely to run it back for the deft internal rhymes than the plot point about a potential overdose." And those tracks are 24 of them, and some of my favorites on there have to be Wedding, Funeral, Diablo. I love Insomniac. I like 55. It just doesn't matter. I like Grand Finale, of course, New Faces, Rain, Apparition. Yeah, I like all those songs on there. I think that kind of wraps it up for that one. If you haven't listened to Faces, go give it a look. Yeah, of course, you can use the, remember the apps I talked about? My mixtapes, or also .piff. Seriously, you can find any mixtape you want. So go get those. They're free mixtapes, remember? Enjoy some good old mixtapes, you know? But go out there, and I've been on Faces this week. Next week, I'll have another mixtape for you guys to kind of break down, speak about. So have a good one, guys. Guys, that's it for this week's Slowed and Throat. Everything's Better in Slow-Mo. The host, BJK, a.k.a. Miss Slow It Down. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember, every Sunday, I'll have a episode out. Like, share, listen, tell me your comments, let me know, because I need feedback, because this is for you guys. This is all for you guys, it's for y'all, not me. So let me know what I can improve, what you want to see, what you want to hear. Remember to check it out, share, and honestly, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and listening and being here with me to enjoy this and browse this magical genre that we are blessed with. I will see you guys next Sunday. Have a good one, guys. What it's worth, I think you're perfect. There's an angel hiding underneath the surface.